Dave, welcome to Talk Satellite here at IBC.
Thank you for the invitation to talk to you.
The story so far, and where is Melexia at now as a company?
Well, very interesting. I look after the European SATCOM. I'm in charge of the business development, and it's a really exciting time. We started from a UK company 30 years ago, and we are now part of a much, much bigger organisation. We have offices in France, Italy, Germany and Spain, which gives us the reach to support our customers, like we did in the UK, across the whole of Europe.
What trends are you seeing in satellite in the sectors that Melexia satellites serve?
Well, that's once again very interesting, because in our SATCOM world, there seems to be a lot of buzzwords. And when you talk about trends, you have to be very careful not to just follow the herd about trends. We hear a lot about multi-orbit, we hear a lot about LEO, MEOs, and we hear a lot about the Starlinks of the world and Elon Musk. And if you're not careful, you can see that as being a trend. It is here, and it is revolutionising our world, but in a good way. There's a lot of our companies like Melexia who have been very big into the ground segment and terminal manufacture over the years, who are worried about these multi-orbit, these LEO, MEO constellations. I'm not worried. I embrace it. And I'll tell you the reason for why. I've seen over the years and many years new technologies coming into our business. The move from MPEG-2 to MPEG-4, the revolution of TDMA, mass delivery IP networks against SCPC. We used to sell millions of pounds worth of SCPC modems. I saw the rise of iDirect and TDMA come up. Once again, all the doom and gloom merchants would tell you, your business is over. You know, SCPC is dead. And for a while, I saw SCPC sales level off, plateau, where we took on many, many more customers who used TDMA mass IP delivery systems. But what they then found was the service, the support, the throughput, everything they expected from a reliable SATCOM link wasn't quite there, because it was designed for a different market. So then I saw SCP sales come back and exponentially ramp up. And interestingly, if you look at what Starlink has done, I've read a very nice report that in America, Starlink have got now more subscribers than Hughes Networks. Hughes Networks took 15 years to get to X amount of subscribers. Starlink managed that within a year. And that sounds phenomenal until you analyse who their customers were. And their and Hughes have not dropped subscribers. So what Starlink and Elon Musk and the LEO constellations have done have found new customers for all satellite communication. Now, this should be great for anybody in our business, because these new users are coming into our world, and as they start demanding more bandwidth, more reliability, better service from the value-added distributors like Melexia, they're going to come to us and say, can we have a dedicated link? Can we have more throughput? Can we have a better service agreement? So, yes, absolutely. You know, the trends are there, but but you have to be so careful you don't mistake buzz, hype, for trend.
Satellite has become a faster moving business. What does it take to be an innovative company in today's market?
Listen to your customer. Listen to what your customer isn't asking you for a product, but listen to the customer about his solution. As we get into these new customers and more people join our world, what they want is to communicate. And that method, that delivery system for communication, is where we as Melexia come into our own. Because they ask for more bandwidth, they ask for more secure networks. They don't really care how we deliver that. And they could go to a satellite provider, they could go to an equipment supplier. But what's really important in this world is having a consultancy site type company that has many different products, has the engineering skill to put solutions together, but listening to that customer's needs. Do you need an internet connection, or do you need 99.999% availability? And that's always what I tell my sales guys, to ask that question. Because if you want to communicate anywhere on the planet with 99.99% availability, it's got to be satellite. You can't do it terrestrially, because terrestrial towers get turned off. There's natural disasters. You can't do it on internet, because how many times have you sat there in your kitchen waiting for a page to load and you get some buffering? Now, if you're just looking for your local news and you're having a cup of coffee, it makes no difference. If it's mission critical and lives are at stake, you need 99.99998% availability. And I still believe satellite is the only way that we can deliver that. So listening to your customers and actually having the skill set to adapt to what they want will give you that innovation. I have seen many times people come up with fantastic ideas. Engineers are great minds and great people, but sometimes it doesn't fit what the market wants and what the need actually asks for. Having a good mechanical background, having engineers, field-trained engineers, people who have done this work, is one part, but it is that listening to what that solution is. And it comes through all the the multi-orbit trend, buzzword, whichever you want to call it. People talk to me about, Dave, you need multi-orbit equipment. Now, to make a multi-orbit terminal is not hard, but at some point you've got different satellite operators operating in different orbits, and you've got to join that somewhere. You've got to join the baseband back. Until we can have a homogenized agreement with the big satellite players and the big service providers, which they're all in competition, so we probably won't see, those sort of innovative multi-orbit solutions, they are going to come. My mum always says, don't suffer from old man syndrome. That will never happen. It will happen, but I've spent the last 20 years trying to get these guys all talking together, equipment suppliers having interoperable systems, which on paper they say, yes, you can. I'm telling you, there's always issues.
From a customer's perspective, what are their key requirements?
At the moment, I would probably say it is connectivity. Connectivity is what they think they require. And I don't want to be arrogant to tell customers what they want, but being connected is really, really a given. What they actually crave after that is the service and support. It's a bit like in any world where you have call centres outside of your company who can't get you back on the air very quick, or you can't give you the service very quickly. So I think that what the customers crave, number one, is good value connectivity. And they expect that because you see that on your, with your internet connection at home, and that's what they think they're going to get. What then they come back to us talking about is, well, what happens if something goes wrong? So first line is connectivity, but what they really want is reliable communications. Sometimes you have to tease that out of a customer. They have to sometimes have to find that out for themselves. But good value equipment, worldwide connectivity, and service and support.
Mixless Solutions, can you provide case studies, examples of how they perform in sections of the arena?
Absolutely, and there's one that's very, very fresh in my mind because it only happened last week. But this is not written down, this is not published, so you're having the world exclusive for this one. Our new little SATCOM is a managed service terminal, the Scorpion Lighter. It's designed for fast in communications to be a restoration if you haven't got communication. I've been working with the international search and rescue teams, and they've brought some of the larger antennas, but they came to me and said they want something smaller, something man-packable, something they can get into locations quickly. So that they chose the Scorpion Lighter, one case KU band solution that has now been certified on the Intelsat Flex platform, a worldwide pay-as-you-go IP connectivity. We designed the system, got it qualified, and supplied it to the customer. And last week, we were going to go to Salisbury Plain and train the teams in there how to restore comms when in a disaster. And this IP network will feed their welfare, and they're pulling down maps and really good information which search and rescue guys need. On Saturday, I got a phone call to say the training's cancelled. We've deployed the team to Morocco. The earthquake in Marrakesh, where lots of people, unfortunately, there's a whole new team going out there to help out, and your terminal's gone with it. We can't do the training, we've sent the terminal. But you've got unskilled people, never found satellites before, looking to do a restoration of a circuit. Yes, okay. But we did that. They phoned up on Tuesday and they said, we pointed the satellite, we've got all the lovely display working, we've got internet connectivity. They used to take BGANs. We sent them a little 6 gig package for their training purpose. By the end of the day, they'd burnt through their 6 gigs. The next day, the satellite operator phoned me up and said, Dave, you booked 6 gigs and they're now up to 25 gigs. We're not going to turn them off. We know how important that is. And so we talked to the organisation, said, what are you doing with this? And they said, well, the guys are coming back from the field. They're talking to their families because it's a very, very stressful, it's a horrible thing to do, go and do what those guys are doing, and they needed to they need to unwind. And there's all sorts of mapping and geolocation information we're pulling down. Okay, no problem. Well, we got a phone call the day after. Yeah, they're up to 50 gigs now. Okay, that's all right. This is good stuff. And this morning I checked their usage. They're over 110 gigs. in one small little KU band terminal, they've pulled down that amount of data with non-skilled staff. I hate to think, doing the calculation, what that would have cost them on a BGAN type solution. What we've done is we've supplied a terminal and a service to help these guys who have got a very stressful environment with important mission data, welfare. So we're looking after their mental well-being. We're aiding the search and rescue process, and that's a lovely thing to do. That's what this business is all about. When people talk about the satellite business, yeah, they sometimes think about your director home getting your sport and what have you, but really it's all about humanitarian saving lives. Yeah, that's what we do, and that's why I love this industry.
Dave, thank you very much. Great talking to you today.
Thank you, Kevin. It's always a pleasure.